Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Dr. Leslie Pace and a special guest, Dr. Brian Keith Alexander from California State University, Los Angeles. Dr. Pace, Dr. Alexander, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And Dr. Pace, Traveling Scholar Series, which this is the final presentation coming up this semester.
That's right. We get to wrap up our 2009-2010 series with Dr. Alexander's presentation tomorrow night. It's been a long, full year, and we're really excited that this gets to be the way that we close the season.
It's going to be an exciting event coming up. I like the topic matter, which we'll get to in just a minute, but if you would, introduce us to our the featured speaker coming up tomorrow.
Well, Dr. Alexander comes to us from Cal State Los Angeles, and he's quite possibly the one who's the most credentialed person that we've had with us so far, which is exciting as well. So not only is he a full professor of communication studies, but he's also now the associate dean of the College of Letters and Arts and Letters. And so it's exciting that we have not only a person who's still in the classroom with us, but also on the administrator's side and gets to see both perspectives simultaneously.
Dr. Alexander, a lot of experience in communication studies. What brought about that interest, your interest in communication studies?
You know, that's a very interesting question. But I mean, I remember in high school, I was involved in forensics in competitive speech activities, you know, and drama. And so that was a natural transition when I was looking for a major in college. You know, I became a speech major, partially interested in continuing the tradition of sort of working with competitive speech activities, but also very much interested in education and in teaching and working with young people. And so I transitioned into communication studies.
And that transition led to a lot of collective experience that helped bring about your first book, Performance Theories in Education. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, one of the things that I'm intrigued of about in education is the process of teaching teachers, right? And and also the process of looking at the classroom as a cultural space, you know, a space that is a confluence of ideas, beliefs, and values, not only of what the teacher brings into the context of the classroom, but also what students bring into the classroom as well. And so in many ways, that first book, which is co-edited, you know, was a way to begin to look at the confluence of pedagogy, of performance, culture, and identity within the context of the classroom situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, that kind of translates into, I guess, in some way, some of these theories into ethnography, which is part of what you're going to be talking about tomorrow night. And you'll be presenting an alternate eulogy about your father. What resonated with you in creating this presentation?
You know, a lot of my work tends to be centered in lived experience, right? Sometimes people will refer to that as autobiography. Sometimes they will refer to it as autoethnography, which for me is a much more critical examination of lived experience, but within the larger context of culture and community. And so I do a lot of work on family, and particularly constantly in the process of negotiating what my relationship with my father meant to me, both then in, you know, the years of my upbringing, but also as an adult person living, you know, living life without my father. So I'm always in the process of sort of critically analyzing the nature of who I was or who I am in relationship to who he was.
Right. Dr. Pace, what do you see the students and those that are interested in attending the presentation, what do you see them walking away with, especially in regards to the graduate students?
Well, tonight, Dr. Alexander will talk with the graduate students, but he's actually going to be looking at Brokeback Mountain and doing some critical work with it, and so it'll be a different topic than what he'll cover tomorrow night. And so the graduate students are going to get an opportunity to really deal with some critical analysis.
Right.
Tomorrow night, I think one of the advantages is that this is the first person in the series to talk about relational situations specifically, mm-hmm. but most specifically about father-son relationships. And so we actually are getting to look at some gender issues that emerge from men, as opposed to what most people expect people to focus on with gender is always women. And so we get to see how men in their lived experience are part of our scholarly endeavor as well.
Dr. Alexander, I like how it's put that it'll allow people to kind of unpack and reflect upon issues and concerns in regards to social relationships. Uh-huh. What do you hope the, what is your expectation for the audience to come away with from the presentation?
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is that in doing autobiographical or autoethnographical work, mm-hmm. there's always the assumption that it's exclusively about the person who is telling. But quite often, I think if the work is done critically, what it does is that it lays down a kind of foundation or a template in which people can begin to sort of critically do their own unpacking, their own work, right?
Right.
And so the nature of my project often is about laying out a foundation as to how such acts of critical reflection can spur on that level of ongoing social engagement so that we can all begin to critically examine ourselves.
Dr. Pace, this presentation by Dr. Alexander will conclude the Traveling Scholar Series for the year.
That's right. This will be the way that we conclude our season. And just like the others, it will be from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night in Stubbs 100. And if you need any additional information, just give me a call at 342-1165.
Dr. Pace, Dr. Alexander, looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.